Welcome, everyone. In today's episode, we have our special guest back, Jane, and we are going to go deeper into the topic of menopause. It's going to be good. Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back, everybody. Here we are again in another episode with our special guest, Jane Riley. You are a special guest, and you're a team member at the Perfect Workout. You're helping change lives. So it's kind of weird saying that, like, you're not going to be back at some point, or we just had you on for this one episode. So anyways, maybe in a future episode, I'll be like, here we are again with just Jane, who's awesome. But anyways, special guest Jane. We talked about in a prior episode that Jim and I did an episode on hormones. What are they? How do they interact with the body? How strength training affects hormones, etc. We did dabble a little bit in menopause, which we shouldn't be talking about. I have to tell you a funny story.
Love it.
I tend to, and this is not like for my ego, you guys will just have to believe me, but I tend to listen to each episode mostly to make sure, like, did producer Ben make, like, cut the right things out, or did I say something stupid, etc., and to try to learn from them. I was listening to that episode in my mother-in-law's house, and she's hearing it in the background, and of course it's sort of this funny ironic moment where here's 38-year-old male Kyle talking on a podcast with, you know, male Jim on, like, menopause, and there's this element of, like, what do you guys know about menopause, which is very true, nothing, other than, like, you, some of the stuff you learn in these nutrition certification centers. So here we are talking about menopause, and Jane, you are the person to talk with. So
I'd say,
where should we start here?
Well, I'm 60 now, and so I was very fortunate in my late 40s to connect with a really good functional medicine doctor. I really wasn't even having many symptoms at that time, but did learn the importance, you know, of our hormones and how they affect our body and what happens as we age, and how really I was educated that really the best time for hormone replacement is almost before you're starting to see those symptoms. I mean, the idea is we want to have our body as we age. Why don't we want to keep those levels as a younger person?
Right.
Right. And so I was lucky enough to have a good functional medicine doctor who educated me. I was able to start hormone replacement by 50 years old. So I can honestly say I really didn't have a lot of the symptoms that, that some women have.
Okay.
Hot flashes, mood changes, but these are real and they do happen. And I talk to our members, inquiries about this all the time, and super normal, super challenging.
Yeah.
But there's some things we can do about it. So I was started. I've tried different things. It's a kind of experimental. There's no one answer for one person. Mm-hmm. And there's some cases that hormone replacement might not be the answer. And obviously you'd want to talk to a functional medicine doctor, great. But most cases.
Before you dive into this deeper, we've talked about this in a prior episode, but I want to double down on it because I'll talk about this some other time, but I have my own history with some ailments and found healing and relief through a functional medicine doctor. So if you're listening to this and you're like, what is a functional medicine doctor? Can you speak a little bit? Because there's naturopaths and there's MDs and,
right,
you know, my perspective, right, is a good functional medicine doctor is someone who is trained in medicine, Western medicine,
yes,
and has a functional medicine certification and training as well.
Right.
And
so what I enjoyed about, is the deep dive they will do into your blood work. Mm-hmm. And because there's no one size fits all for any therapy, even from anything you're suffering from, there isn't always one answer. So they do a very deep dive into your blood chemistry. I enjoy supplements, but I certainly won't want to take anything that's not necessary.
Right.
I don't want to.
Or damaging.
Load myself up with stuff that I don't need. They can be super supportive in those areas. So they're talking about and helping you with, even if you're feeling good, how can you be the best version of yourself? And deep diving if you're not well beyond what a traditional doctor might look at, they've got a much broader scope of their ideas of therapy, supplementation, diet, whereas in traditional medicine, they might want to prescribe you something.
Right.
And I would try to steer away from that. Now, medicine is super helpful. We all know that. But I'd rather, you know, delve into more natural approaches.
Yeah. It's like they have,
if possible.
Yeah. I agree. And it's like they have all the tools that in the toolbox. They have the tools as a trained physician and a medical professional. But to your point, instead of sort of looking at us like robots, here's a symptom, let's put some oil on it. They're looking at us holistically.
Right.
They're looking at the picture of the whole body, and they're starting where they're, you know, at the root cause, and they're trying to get to the root cause. Right. Years ago, I thought people were just way too high, so to speak, on the gut and gut health.
Right.
And now if you will listen to me on my soapbox for hours, that's all I talk about is the gut and gut health.
I'm a big...
As I'm sure...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway...
Inflammation, the gut. Well, I mean, you know, we can eat all the best things and do all the best work. But if our body isn't processing that in the right way, we're not, whether it's supplements, even eating the right nutrition, if our body isn't digesting and spreading that good stuff around the right way, and there's a lot of reasons for that, then, you know, it's like climbing uphill, like you're never gonna get there. So the gut health is
absolutely super important. So, yeah, so, you know, sorry, I probably digressed there, but we're okay.
One kind of medicine. In every direction.
Find a good functional medicine doctor if you're needing some extra help there. Back to the menopause piece. I love that you mentioned supplementation. It's funny, like, I find that most people agree with the idea that in today's world, Jim and I talked prior episodes about epigenetics. In today's world, we are exposed to things where we need some extra help and we need some supplementation. I know a lot of people that are I should take a multivitamin or I should take vitamin D if my vitamin D is low. But now it's taboo, and this is going away, but it's taboo to supplement with hormones, even if your hormones are low or off and you need to supplement with them. So it's funny, you're getting to this idea of like hormone replacement therapy used to be sort of taboo. And I wish people just called it supplementation, because that's really what it is, right?
It's keeping our levels where they should be. I mean, you know, these are necessary hormones that we need in our body. I mean, we could talk about all the benefits. Obviously, you're suffering hot flashes, mood swings, but it's going to help keep your lean muscle tissue. It's going to hydrate, you know, I mean, we don't want to be vain, but it creates hydration for your skin. There's just so many benefits. And I think back to the taboo thing, unfortunately, some studies, which studies are important.
Yep.
I mean, we all need studies, but maybe I think it was in the 80s, and a lot of about possibly cancers, things like this. And you know, we all know estrogen is one of the hormones we replace, and there are estrogen feeding cancers. So, you know, this is why you do need to involve a doctor when making these decisions. But for most people, I think the studies, more recent studies are showing that replacing your hormones is extremely beneficial, and especially starting it from the research I've seen at a younger age, not waiting till you're 70. It's hard to get back what you've lost. Of course, we can all get things back. Muscle, we can improve. But the research is really showing to get started really before the symptoms hit, to keep on that.
Which was your experience.
I was very fortunate. I don't know a lot of people that I was in California at the time. I had a great functional medicine doctor, and it was a kind of new thought at that time.
It wasn't Dr. Ruscio, was it?
No.
Okay. I'm thinking about mine.
There's a lot of good ones. California has a lot of great doctors. And honestly, everywhere now, it's becoming such a wonderful trend.
I agree.
So there's been many things I've tried. And the thing about hormone replacement is you're not stuck with trying one thing. There's lots of different methods now. There's creams. There's patches. There's
Pellets.
Pellets. Mm-hmm. I've done all of them.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Because, you know, I just wanted to see, it's not just a matter of how they all work. It's a matter of convenience, lifestyle, and what's, you know, most appropriate for you.
So let me give two resources, and then I want you to just kind of, if you can, take us just high level, maybe 50,000 foot view. You talked about menopause in your 40s and your 50s and now you're 60, et cetera. And you've been fortunate not to experience some of the more gruesome sides of this, so to speak, if you will. But because of starting hormones in your 40s, you know, those that listened to a prior episode with you, Jane, they also know you've been strength training very heavily since your 50s. You've been eating the right way. You've got a positive attitude. So I kind of want to just go 50,000 foot view. Like, what would you recommend for people and what was your experience? But for those that want to go deeper into hormones, again, we're not physicians. We're no experts, so to speak, on the deep research there. You agree with me, I think, on this. We were talking about earlier offline. Dr. Peter Attia has some great stuff and episodes in his podcast on the new, more recent, updated studies.
Yes.
Dr. Gabrielle Lyons, she's out of Houston. She's like the protein gal, and she gets into hormone replacement therapy, too. So there's some great resources to go deeper.
Absolutely.
So check those out.
A lot. But, absolutely.
Okay, so Jane, yeah. For those that are in their 40s or in their 50s, 60s, 70s, et cetera, is it possible to give sort of this blanket perspective on menopause from your experience?
So from my experience and my peers, because, you know, being 50s and having so many friends.
Yeah.
And we talk about it. because It's challenging. I mean,
it's a major, you know, life change.
It is a major life change. I'm so thankful that it's being talked about so much more. So people can be patient with us when we need it. But there are things we can do to feel better. And again, it goes back to when I talk about community and a good support system and having friends and talking about these things. It's okay. We all have bad days. We're going to have, I mean, the hot flashes can be, you know, we my girlfriends, we've talked about it and just had to change the sheets again this morning. I mean, that extreme.
Yeah.
and the mood swings and just the lack of energy too. And that's why, you know, obviously there's supplementation, but that's also why just the positive attitude, support system, strength training, the benefits of strength training on how we feel in menopause are proven. Yeah. I mean, you know, all the benefits that come with strength training and attitude, you know, in hormone levels.
Yeah.
So strength training is an amazing thing to add to the repertoire.
Yeah.
Along with obviously nutrition and supplementation, but it's okay to have, you know, the symptoms and have these bad days and you know, it's normal and it's great to talk about it.
Yeah.
But let's do what we can to minimize that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we could kind of wrap this episode up with, I want to, I don't know if I talked about this in the prior one. I probably was hesitant to. And so I want to bring it up now because I think it's better with you on here, Jane. So you can let me know what your experience is here. Okay. So for those of you, I might have mentioned before that don't know, there's another guy I love to listen to, Dr. Lane Norton. He's a PhD researcher and bodybuilder guy here, I think in Austin, Texas. Everybody's in Austin now.
Yeah.
Super cool guy. His shirts and everything are data is greater than feeling. So he's really big on you know, the research, et cetera. He was talking recently, and I'm sure he got some challenging comments on this, but he was talking about recently about a pretty big, I think it was a meta-analysis, which included some of the gold standards in research on menopause and weight gain. And the outcome that he was trying to articulate to people, which from his perspective is this is just the truth and we should look at the truth and face the truth, you know,
sure,
because the truth is what matters, is there's not really a physiological mechanism that because you're in menopause will make you gain weight. But to what you just said, going through the symptoms of menopause that are challenging enough, less hydrated,
right,
more fatigued,
yes,
more tired, it makes it so much more challenging and difficult,
absolutely,
to do the things that matter. So does menopause make you you know, lose muscle, or does it make you gain weight? Not physiologically speaking, but do the symptoms of menopause make it more challenging to get the results you want? Absolutely. And if I'm hearing you right.
I love that. I love that you said that, because we all know it's possible to, with the right nutrition and hydration supplementation, to maintain good body fat levels. And I think there's a lot to be said. I didn't hear that particular, I wish I did. I don't know, I want to go listen to it. But I think there's so much truth to that, because the side effect, you know, the what we go through in menopause, there are some chemical changes in our hormones, but there's no reason why with, you know, the right attitude, strength training, hydration, great nutrition, we can't, you know, keep our body fat levels in check. But yes, it's true. It would be harder. It's harder when we're not feeling well. It's harder when, you know, we're not motivated. So that's interesting.
I can attest, like, this is a dumb analogy, but my wife will attest, like, I get the slightest cold and you're not going to see me doing anything. Like, I'm way too tired and petite. Yeah. I can only imagine, but I love that. So yeah, it kind of brings us back to the stuff in the first episode, and you know, you're a beautiful example of this. You know, I think if I can wrap it up and tell me what I miss here, your feedback would be start early, find a good functional medicine doctor who is trained as an MD in Western medicine, so to speak, but also trained in functional medicine. It's going to look at your body completely. I mean, I've talked about this before. They'll go deep. You're looking at
deep.
Blood, stool, urine.
All of it.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And then consider working with them on this idea of keeping the hormones balanced at the early stages in your early 40s. Through the experience, and pair those as best you can with strength training, sleep, hydration, proper nutrition, and good family and attitude.
Right.
Anything else? Anything we missed in this?
And even if you can't start right away, just look into it. You know, even in your 60s or in your 70s, you know, it might look a little different, but still there's great options. And I think any age is great to work with. If you're lucky enough to be able to work with a functional medicine doctor.
I love that. I think it's cool to say, and safe to say, Jane, if some of these people might be chatting with you on the phone about this at some point in the future, because you're entering falls, which is great.
Some of you have, and you're like, Jane, I gotta go.
I love it. Oh, we're so blessed to have you on this episode. I'm glad I could talk about menopause with somebody who knows what they're talking about. And thank you for doing this. It was fun.
Oh, my pleasure.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.